K-O-4-N-U-E. This is K-O-4-U-L-P.
K-4-U-A-U.
K-4-U-L-P.
U-L-P. I think I got that right. This is Kilo Julia 4, Uniform Alpha Uniform. My name is Arthur and I'm in Greenwood.
Travelers Rest, South Carolina.
All right, is it K-O-4-U-L-P?
I think you got it right. It is Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Maya Papa. K-O-4-U-L-P. And by the way, the name here is Alexander.
Enter from one A to another. This is Arthur. Down here. Your signal is coming in really good. This is a radio I had sitting on the shelf, and I dusted it off and hooked it up and wanted to see if I could get out with it. It seems to be doing pretty well. Like I said, your signal is really clear in the Greenwood this evening.
Hitting the repeater with a 25-watt radio and a 6-foot J-pole antenna on the roof. And your signal is okay. You're a little bit scratchy, but you're perfectly understandable.
Way a lot closer to the repeater than I am, too. But I am throwing 50 watts at it. So, all right, well, thanks for the contact, Alexander. How long have you had your license, if you don't mind my asking?
For ULP for station ID. I haven't had my license for very long. I'd say, about 2 weeks. I got my call sign on November the 5th on a Friday, so I've really enjoyed the hobby, and by the way, I'm 13.
Thank you for scratching an itch I didn't even know I had. I like the call sign ULP. Mine is UAU, and I didn't really like it when I first got it, but it works out really well on HF work. I get a lot of people that come back and say, who is the UAU? And I have to tell them the rest of the call. But anyway, neither here nor there. Well, congratulations on getting your call, Alexander. See, people call me Art sometimes, and I'm not really crazy about that because that was my dad. He was a ham, too, but I'm Arthur. Anyway, congratulations on getting your license. I think you're the newest ham I've talked to all year. So congratulations on that. And what kind of radio is that? I'm scratching my head trying to figure out what radio puts out 25 watts. It's kind of a mid number there.
This is a Anytone mobile radio that I'm using in the house, so I hooked it up to the power source, and even though it's meant to be used for a car, it still works perfectly fine in the house with the power source. But yeah.
What I'm doing here, this is an old ICOM 2350, which was built to go in a car, but I don't use radios in the car anymore. I had a bad experience and decided to quit doing mobile work in the car. So I took it out and brought it in the house, but this one I just put on the shelf for about a year. And I don't know why, but yesterday I just suddenly got the urge to hook it up, and here it is. All right, do you have a 440 repeater nearby that you can get into?
Several repeaters nearby. I normally talk on this one because it's the busiest. It's fairly close to the house. I can hit it fine with a 5-watt handheld. So, I mean, I don't know. It's not too terribly far.
You have to do the geography one time to figure out the distance. I'm thinking I'm about 50 miles. No, that's a little high. But it's not too high. I think I'm about 50 miles from that particular repeater. But I'm lucky in that there's the land falls away between me and Greenville. I'm sort of up on the side of a hill. I can hit Greenville, Anderson, and Asheville. I can hit the Mount Mitchell repeater pretty well. But I cannot hit Lawrence, which is like 15 miles away, because it's on the other side of that hill I was talking about. KJ4UAU.
4ULP for station ID. I can hit Mount Mitchell and a few other, I can hit Spartanburg and a few other repeaters that's programmed into the radio. And I can hit Mitchell, but I cannot hit Asheville.
Philadelphia's a weird thing that way. Everybody in town figures that I can get into the Lawrence repeater because I'm so close to it, but it's like it's invisible to me. Can you hit the Greenwood machine 147.165?
Not sure if it's programmed into this radio or not. I pretty much only tried the ones that are programmed into the radio. Another ham operator who is a friend of mine, he has the same radio, so he just took his laptop and plugged into my radio and programmed all the local repeaters onto it. So my radio, I chose like the abbreviations of, you know, like where places are. So I don't know exactly if it's programmed in here or not. So I've never tried. I don't think.
Those radios are kind of tough to program, you know, just out of the air. Well, if you're ever going through there and you find it, I guess it would, your abbreviation might be GWD. But if you could try and hit it, I'd like to invite you to come join our net on Monday night at 8 and Thursday night at 9. Because I'm one of the net controllers, and we need the numbers. So consider this a formal invitation.
Here, I have to sign off here real quick, but before I sign off, let me get myself a paper and pencil so I can write down that frequency of that repeater. And maybe tomorrow or some time I can try to hit it.
So 147.165, positive offset, and it has a tone of 107.2, but they turn the tone off for the net. Whenever they have the net, they turn the tone off so that old timers can get in with radios that don't do tones. QSL?
Right, just a sec. What is like the number of the offset frequency?
0.06, and that's in the positive direction. So if you were programming two frequencies in, it would be 147.165 is the receive, and the transmit would be 147.765.
So I got the repeater as 147.650. And for the frequency, 0.06, am I correct?
The repeater frequency is 147.165. And that's the receive frequency. That's what you would listen at. And then when you transmit, it's positive offset, which makes it 147.765.
So the offset would be a positive 6. But anyways, this is something about like a talk tone that you know, that would turn off for the nets. But I don't know how to program into the radio. If I need to program into radio, or does it do it automatically?
just between me and you, I made my first radio contact when I got my license on this repeater because it didn't have a tone, because I could not figure out how to do the tone. And the tone is not going to be automatic. You're going to have to go in and fool with something and set the tone. And I'm not acquainted with the any-tone radio, so I can't really help you there. But the tone, what happens is when you get into the tones, they have a bunch of numbers, and you scroll through them, and the one you're looking for is 107.2.
Tone as 107.2, am I correct?
Roger, roger.
I'll try to hit the repeater sometime. Yeah, I also made my contact on this repeater because it seems like to be the busiest around. I listened since January and got my license in November, so in that time that I listened on the handheld, you know, I pretty much got acquainted, and this one had the most traffic on it. But anyway, 73's Arthur, I have to go. So KO4ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
Right, but they call me King Arthur down here, so I'm going to call you Alexander the Great. It's a pleasure meeting you. I hope to hear you again. I will, if you hear me on here, don't leave me hanging. Come back and talk to me. I enjoyed it. KO4ULP. This is KJ4UAU saying 73s, and have a great evening.
And the Lord is thick with you, Alexander.
Of course. Now, this is KJ4UAU. When they started calling me King Arthur, I was really kind of annoyed. So I realized I got to thinking about all the nicknames I'd had in the past, and I can live with this for you.
KO4NUE. This is KO4ULP calling KO4NUE. Chad, if you're on, I have a question for you. 4NUE. This is KO4ULP. Chad, if you're on, please respond. I have a question for you about the HF.